The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
We have something with that. That'll be it. I need a puppy. I need a baby. I need a new car. I need a house. I need a new husband. All of these things that you've undoubtedly thought. And I thought. We have these cravings that once they're satisfied, it's wonderful at the time, but it leaves you wanting.
Coming up on Life Today, author and speaker Marilyn Meeber tells us how to make sense of always wanting more.
Welcome to Life Today. Who do we have with us today? Because we've already been laughing. We're having a big time.
Marilyn Meeberg.
And you're listening to James and Betty Robinson.
We've already been
Life
laughing.
Today.
Oh,
we're having a wonderful
day.
Time already. Marilyn Meeberg is here. Would you welcome Marilyn Meeberg?
We're glad to have you back. Thank
you. Marilyn, we're glad to see you.
Thank you.
Now, you didn't bring all the ladies. You know, we used to have a whole studio full of women of faith.
They've all died. You know, old age. And it just happens. But, you know, we were all giggling, you and the audience,
yes.
about old age and,
yes.
and your age specifically. And you're talking about the four women with women of faith. Well, Lucy Swindoll, and mm-hmm. she doesn't mind saying that she's 81 years old and sharp.
Yep.
I am losing it. And it's hard on me. However, you know, you have to face things. I've lost my nouns, person, place, or thing. I can't remember what city. I can't remember the name of the person in the city. But I know what they did.
You do?
Yeah, which doesn't matter if you can't say who did what, where. So it's hard. It really, truly is. I just lose.
Yeah.
So I try to be pleasant.
That's
what you left.
What are you doing now? Because you're not traveling with women of faith. They aren't all dead, by the way. They're still going.
No, I shouldn't have started that.
Yeah, no.
As far
no.
as I know, they're all doing well. In fact, I see them all, and they are doing well.
Okay.
I've been retired sort of for a year and a half, I think, or maybe a year. I'm speaking some, mm-hmm. and I have the fun of saying, I don't think so. If something comes up, mm-hmm. if anybody wants me. And, or I'll say, oh, absolutely. Now, this is something I would do every day of my life. And I know that'll make you run to your car to go home right away. But I love this ministry. This is an amazingly real, authentic, deeply spiritual with an outreach. And I love it. So you're kind enough to ask me. I would love to come.
Well, you
love everything about it.
You have an open invitation. And I mean that. Anytime, let's just say the Lord gives you some burst of some insight that you think, oh, I want to tell everybody.
But I won't remember the place.
We'll call you frequently.
Okay.
And we'll say, have you got a burst of something that you want to share?
Oh, I have bursts, but I don't know if I should share it. They aren't shareable.
This is a spiritual show. It's a very spiritual show.
Yeah.
All right. You wrote a book, and we've never talked about it. It's called Constantly Craving.
That's my last book.
Yeah. And it's how to make sense of always wanting more. Mm-hmm. Explain that to us. Because, you know, we can want more of some things and be better not to want.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, the whole thing is we are never quite satisfied. Now, I was going to an event last week. A church in this side of Houston. And I'd never heard of, okay, now Marilyn, what was the name of the place? it has fudge. And, Marilyn truly cannot remember the name of this. Okay, so at any rate, I did not want to stop there because it looked like a huge glorified place where you go to get gas. But they had everything there, and I walked in against my will. And this woman recognized me from Women of Faith. And she said, oh, Marilyn Meeber, blah, blah, blah. And so we were chatting. And it was right by this homemade fudge, which I didn't know was there. Bucky's, that's what it's called, Bucky's.
Okay.
And I said, oh, my gosh, there's the fudge. And she said, do you love fudge? I said, I crave fudge. So she's so dear, she got me a great big bunch of fudge. So if you're watching, I have so loved it. I'm out now. Oh, it was good. Now, here's my whole point. I loved that fudge. On the way to the event in Houston, I munched on the fudge. And it was good at the time. But then it went away. It was gone. Guess what? I craved more. That's the way with life.
Yeah.
We have something with that. That'll be it. I need a puppy. I need a baby. I need a new car. I need a house. I need a new husband. All of these things that you've undoubtedly thought. And I thought. We have these cravings that once they're satisfied, like the fudge, it's wonderful at the time, but it leaves you wanting. So the book is about all those things that drive us toward things. And they don't really have any lasting value. And that was, God set it up that way.
So what's the point you're making?
So what's the point? I have no idea. That was so tactful. So what is the point? What is the point of writing that?
You were saying.
No, I'll tell you what I was saying.
Okay. Please.
I think I probably better because I haven't done a good job so far.
Or I'm going to start guessing.
Yeah, I know. And, well, you know when Eve, I'm so ticked off at her.
Yeah.
In the garden, she had everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so the deceiver convinces her she needs more. She fell for it. And, of course, the result is a cataclysmic fall of the earth and its curse and sin. Okay. We've been doing it ever since. Yes, this is good, but I want just a bit more. Oh, this is fine, yes, and it satisfies just a bit more. And so I have in the book all the things for which we crave and all the things which don't quite satisfy because that's the hell of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the curse from the evil one. It will never quite be enough.
But the longing might be appropriate if you could just long and find what does satisfy, right?
Absolutely, but you don't find it here now.
Okay.
It's momentary. When we say we don't find it here, when we know Jesus, mm-hmm. we are connected then to the future where there is no end of fulfillment. That's heaven. And people say, well, yeah, but what about now? Well, I love the now, mm-hmm. but I will lower my expectations for everything that happens here because it's never going to be perfect. And I will always want more, so relax. Enjoy what is.
But can't we have joy pursuing Him and His will?
Well, don't you get bored with that sometimes?
No, I really don't. I really don't get bored.
Well, you're such a saint. I don't know how to talk to a saint.
I'm telling you, here's what's happened. When I got my dreams fulfilled, and you know, Solomon, who had lots of dreams and beyond, really pretty ridiculous.
He was in the Bible, wasn't he?
He really, yes, he was. And he really messed up, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Women really were a problem. Women really been a problem for a while. You know
yeah, that? Yeah, I've heard that.
Yes, okay. But the point is, he still said it's all vanity. And I found that my dreams were fulfilled, and then I really began to try to lose myself in seeing his dreams fulfilled.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely makes sense. But, and that's the whole truth, isn't it?
And that really is. That the craving for other things, I feel like, in many ways, has been removed, not as fully as it needs to be, but to really crave his will being done.
Yes.
Like I want, you know, the children of a good father to behave like the family of a good father.
Sure.
And, you know, we get along. You agree we're family?
Absolutely.
And we have fun. We have joy. We love to share joy. We love to share love.
Yes.
Well, that's just kind of where I am right now. And I want to see other people find that joy.
But you're old.
So I found joy in that.
But see, you're old. You're old. And it has taken you a while to get there. No, really, I'm sounding so disrespectful, and I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
We're
having
fun. Because you are older than I am, but.
And the fact is, I'm not.
Fact is, no, he isn't. Here's the deal. I end the book with a chapter on heaven. I have benefited from Randy Alcorn's writing on heaven.
Okay.
Love it. I read his book maybe 5 or 10 minutes every night.
You have a husband in heaven.
I was going to say, do you have a husband? I have children, and I must have a husband.
But you have a husband in heaven.
Yes, I do. And he died 25 years ago.
And we lost a daughter just over a year ago.
Yes, I know you do.
So when you have something that close, that precious, heaven becomes
a very special place.
Oh, there are no words for it. Because we will be reunited.
Yes.
It isn't something that is going to end, it being our love relationships. They will be perpetuated. Everything good on this earth is going to also be an experience we can have eternally when we know Jesus.
Yep.
That really knocks me out.
Yeah.
So
and we will not be bored.
I won't be bored. No. I don't know about you.
You know what else? You know, this is the book I wrote on about pets.
Oh.
You see my little dachshund?
Oh.
She's going to greet me when we get home.
Do you believe animals are in heaven?
That's the last two chapters.
All right, then.
She's there. If you,
you think
want her
I can
there,
get
if
a
you
free
want,
copy?
If you want the puppy there. Now, if you've assigned it somewhere else, you know, you might not have it.
I do.
You might say, that puppy, that dog needs to be done.
That dog is demonic.
Yeah, but you will, she's going to be there.
I believe that. You know, I have a puppy now. Mm. Named Ricky. I want to know, this is crazy. I don't know if it's crazy, but it's a new experience for me spiritually. I fell in love with a Maltese puppy that belonged to my friend Pat Winger. So I would run over and play with her puppy when
and
she wasn't there.
So
even.
Cute. They're
oh!
Cute.
So she said to me, you should get your own. What in the world did that mean? It was so subtle. So subtle.
Just well, because so, she found you in her house when she came
home
playing with her
puppy. Playing with her puppy. Not cooking, not cleaning, just playing with the puppy. So she, her breeder called me and said, I have a perfect, I said, no, I do not want a dog. All right, long story short, the next day I went and got this little dog, now named Ricky. He's a little boy, 4 pounds. Adorable.
Oh, aren't they cute? Is it white? Is this one white or is it got
it's
color?
It's white.
Like, oh, it's great.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and adorable. But now here's the thing, that a theological thing, I still don't know quite what to do with it. I was deliberating, Betty, thinking, I don't want a dog. There's a lot of work and trouble. You know how much. But the Spirit of God said to me, this is a gift from me. I thought, oh, come on. That is. I know he told Noah to build an ark. There was a reason for that. But why give a little old 74-year-old a puppy? I mean, that made no sense. And it was an unmistakable message. This is a gift from me. Mm. Oh, I look at little Ricky now, and when he does naughty things, I say, thank you, Jesus. You're a gift for me.
But
now,
they
what is
really,
your baby's
they
name?
Really, really Princess. Are.
Princess. Princess.
See, I wrote this whole book.
What was
and by the way,
inspiration
it's in the bookstores. You can get it online at Amazon. We're giving you another book here, giving it away that I wrote. And we'll give you this one that Marilyn wrote.
Oh, aren't right? you?
It's not about fudge, it's about craving. But what I did is I tried to show people how much God not only loves us by giving us wildlife and pets to observe, but they teach us lessons.
The pets do?
Yes.
When does that start?
Everything
when
God created. Listen, just even when God says that there's not a sparrow that falls to the ground, he doesn't notice. You know what that says? He didn't say cardinal, peacock. He said sparrow, the least noticeable. And he notices the people who feel the least noticeable. See, he teaches us. We can learn from the birds. You know, one thing we ought to learn today in today's world?
What?
They don't worry, but they do work.
Birds.
Yeah. And they get up early and go to work.
Maltese.
I don't know about them. He didn't give us a story about Maltese.
Okay.
Birds. They're just gifts from God.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
Do you know what it'll teach you? How they always glad to see you.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
Oh, always.
But hey, listen to me. I want to just tell you this. You don't have to get drunk to be happy. You don't have to be on something. You can be full of something. You can be full of joy. This crazy here, this is us, isn't it?
This is us.
I mean,
that's why I always love to come.
There's joy unspeakable and full of the glory of God.
That's right.
Now, since we've had all this fun.
Yes. Oh, we got to get serious.
Could you tell us something serious?
Yes,
what
I
do
could.
What you really want people to grasp that we've only got a few minutes left.
Don't be discouraged with yourself when you find, like we used to say to our kids, are you ever happy? Is it not enough? You got all these Christmas presents. No, don't feel bad about that. That is the humanness of things. Enjoy them to the level it's possible to, and know you got more coming, but it's a lot of good while you're here. But don't blame yourselves for just being human. You're craving. Find some good craves. If you can take your life after James and know joy unspeakable, even on this earth, and Betty, too, she's even better at it, it's going to be a good read. It's going to also be a good realization that there's more to come, and what is here now is for you. with his love for you. And he might even give you a puppy.
You know, one of the things that we really pray happens on Life Today is that people will understand. If you're there and you think nobody notices, you know, do I matter? This is why we're here. Not only because we think you matter, God knows you matter and you matter to Him, but you matter to all the people who make Life Today possible. Because Betty and I certainly couldn't pay to put this on all over the world. You do. Viewers do. They say, share the life and love of God. Well, it's really directly to you to let you know that you are that valuable to God and that valuable to a lot of people. Yes, we want you to laugh and smile, but God wants you to have a joy and a peace that really is beyond understanding or comprehension. It's so great. It's the peace of God. Even in the midst of the storm, you can find that, and that's the reason you're watching. So please don't feel overlooked. Just know God is looking out for you by sending you someone to make you smile or laugh or say, I wish I could be like that. He came to give us life. He sent the Holy Spirit, like Himself, to live in us. So you can receive that. Ask, and you'll receive. Would you do that? Would you like someone to pray with you? The phone number there on the screen is always a lifeline, because we always ask viewers to help someone. But it's also there as a prayer line for you. You want someone to pray with you. Just call and say, I have a hurt, a heartache, a need. I'm lonely. And if you need someone to pray with you, that line is there. Do you appreciate Marilyn Meeberg and the joy of the Lord to her? If you'd like to have her book, Constantly Craving, of course, it's in the bookstores. You can get it online. We're going to ask you to help us save lives. We're actually offering a book that I wrote called A Dad's Blessing, and then also a book that our son wrote, Rise Above. He is a great, gifted writer. Brilliant, frankly. And we thank God for him. You'll like this. But also, if you'd like to have Marilyn's book, Constantly Craving, we'll send it to you today. If you'll just do this, watch with your heart and then help as God impresses you to, because I think you're going to want to. If you've ever seen something that you really wished could happen, I'm going to show you something that can happen because of you. And it's really the only way it can happen. And it needs to happen. We need a miracle. You're it. Watch.
This is an experience we pray you never encounter. A child fighting for his life. A young boy named Leo. The clinic staff has done everything within their ability to keep him alive. Now, his mother, Ilda, watches helplessly. She, too, has done all she can.
Só são os dois, já são órfãos. Eu quero que Deus vai me dar uma vida melhor. Para cuidar dos meus filhos. É tudo o que eu queria falar.
It's a case of malnutrition. We'd like to tell you it doesn't happen often, but it's a rare occurrence. But Leo's suffering and Ilda's heartbreak cries out from all over Africa, where almost half of child deaths under five are caused by malnutrition. Like so many mothers here, Ilda holds the hand of her suffering child, willing him to live, but fearing he's slipping away.
For all of you who've ever lost a child or loved one, and we did lose our youngest daughter over a year ago. And so the pain is so much deeper even now, but Betty and I have been right there in Angola. Now I want you to listen to me. Betty, we stood there years ago in the height of the greatest death cycle. And in a malnutrition clinic, not that one, but another in Luanda. And we watched a baby die. Remember, we tried to suction. They didn't even have good equipment. This was 20 years ago. And then the baby died. And you and Ann Pretorius were weeping with a mother. And you just didn't get it fixed, so you weep with them. But because we came to you, yes, you, viewers all over the world, people like you, they said, we want to stop that. And we stopped the death cycle in those areas. And in that very hospital where you were weeping with Ann, just like that mother we just saw weeping in that other malnutrition clinic just a few weeks ago where that baby died. One of the most famous pictures in the history of the world was taken at that clinic. And it was Princess Diana. Princess Di. Holding a little baby, and it was chubby and healthy, right there in the clinic where they were trying to suction because they didn't have any equipment. And we got them more equipment. We got them what we could to help. And look what happened. And millions of lives saved, millions of lives saved. And so, Betty, when we go to our viewers and we say we can stop that, we want to get them. We're going to try to save them in those malnutrition clinics. That's the last stage. But we're trying to get them out in the fields. And there's a terrible drought there in Angola right now. It's probably as bad as the one 20-some-odd years ago. And we've got 100,000 kids that are really in trouble right now. And so, Betty, we can feed 3, 5, or 10 children for $30, $50, or $100 for months. So we ask you to make that gift. Give as much as you can. I mean, if you can feed 10 children, give $100. Where would you better spend $100? But because we've got 100,000 kids right now facing situations where they're headed there, I'm praying that we'll have 1,000 people who'll give $1,000. And that'll feed 100 children each. That's 100,000 children. We need it now. And then the other 300,000 that we've located and we have them in feeding programs, we need to continue that. And that's where we need the 30, 50, and 100, or whatever you can give. Father, I pray everybody watching will give something, as much as they can, in Jesus' name. Would you go to the phone or go online, lifetoday.org, and make the largest gift you can? If you can give $1,000 or more, do it, please. If you can give 100, because I'm always going to ask you, I mean, 30, that's 3 kids. How big is that to those 3 kids? That's real big. So there's no gift too small. That's why I've even said, if you watch us anywhere in the world, how about letting us know where you're watching us and you appreciate it? Even if you send just some kind of a little token gift and say, hey, thank you for what you're doing. But if you can help us, 30, 50, or 100, do it. Put it on your bank card. Go to the phone. If you want to write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us you're mailing it, please. Or you can go online and make the gift. We have some special gifts to send you, a couple of books I've written. Randy, our son, has written to bless you. Some gifts that you're going to really treasure, and a beautiful glass sculpture, the blessing, because that's what you're going to be. Please, go to the phone or go online. If you write a check, call us and tell us what you're putting in the mail. We really need to know. Thank you for doing it.
In remote and impoverished areas of Africa, families are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are their children. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, able to feed and care for over 400,000 children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. With previous food reserves gone and Angola facing its worst drought and food shortage in 20 years, we desperately need to replenish our supplies for our feeding programs immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you this inspirational two-book gift set. A Dad's Blessing by James Robison is packed with valuable fatherly wisdom and insight for dads of all ages. Rise Above by James and Betty's son, Randy Robison, will show you how to soar far above the circumstances of life and go higher in your walk with God. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, you'll receive our Blessing Bowls, a great way to teach your family about giving and a daily reminder of God's provision for hungry and hurting children. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help feed 100 children, and you may request our 2014 commemorative glass sculpture, The Blessing. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Beautiful children, and they're lining up because of love. Not just food, they're lining up because of love. And I just thank God for His love, and then I thank God for the love that you express. It is the love of God for all these children. Betty is here right now, and she's serving up the soup.
You know, we've seen lots of lines over in the States, kids lined up for games, kids lined up for parks, kids lined up to go to a movie. These lines are different. These kids are lined up for food, for life. Won't you join with us? These are the kind of lines that really count. These children need our help. They need someone to make a good choice for them, and that's for life. Please join with us and help us with the mission feeding. Thank you so much.
Betty and I just want to say thank you for your help. I want to remind you, if you'd like to have the book, in addition to my book, and Randy's book, we'll send you Marilyn Meatberg's book. What a blessing she is. She's a treasure. And I just praise God for her. I don't know if you say, I wonder if she'd ever come speak in our area. Well, go to lifetoday.org. For a lot of you have gone maybe to make a gift. Thank you. But go there and say, how do I get hold of Marilyn? And it'll be there if she wants you to know. Would y'all say thanks to Marilyn Meatberg?
Thank you.
Marilyn, we love you.
Love you too.
When you get happy, come back. Will
you? All right. Get over my depression.
Thank all of you for watching, and we really do thank you for your help, your prayers, your friendship. Encourage your friends to watch Life Today, every day.
Planning your future, keep their future in mind. Contact Life Planning Services today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.